We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Good morning, everybody. I am Bart Winkler. That is Tim Shea. We're talking Brewers, Cubs. What else do we got here? What else happened this weekend in sports? Brewers, Pirates. Ugh, geez. All right. What happened there?
Notebook might call back. You can't just talk to me and then hang up.
So Notebook Mike hasn't called the show in like a month. I know he's calling the other shows.
He was talking about, Notebook Mike, you need to call back. He was talking about your call earlier from maybe Zach Gelb.
Yeah.
He talked about golfing and putting, and then he's like, okay, bye, and just hung up.
Yeah, I think he's mad at me still.
I think he is. Notebook Mike, it's time to bury the hatchet.
Well, let me just say, Notebook Mike, I'm sorry. I may have taken your calls for granted. I just apologize. I'm sorry. Yeah, there's been some new voices on the show today.
There have.
We've talked to, Bobby in Staten Island?
Bobby in Staten Island.
He called it 6:05. I don't know what was going on there. That's an Odyssey Rewind.
Yeah. That's on the
podcast?
Podcast.
Oh, did you separate
it's
its
own little clip.
Yeah, we have podcasts now, but then we also have separate clips for you, for y'all. And then we just talked to John in Miami, who called me on Friday night when I was in for Zach Gelb.
That will be up shortly as well.
And I decided to talk to John, and I thought it'd be like funny, but it was just a regular conversation. So I don't know. You know what is funny? So there was this event that I was wondering how the attendance would be.
I brought it up as a joke too on Friday to you.
The Deer District holds a lot more things than just parties when the Bucks play. They had that nice pep rally for the Badgers. Oh, you had to have been there.
Oh, that was great.
Okay. They've had that little Christmas market.
Yep. They have yoga.
Yoga, yeah. People go and do yoga there. It's a nice gathering spot for the community.
The Fear District during Halloween.
Ooh, the Fear District. That's right. That's right. And then there was this NASCAR event there this weekend. And there's even the paper. I got Journal Sentinel up with the press release, and they have a photo that they took from Saturday, April 9th, when it was doggy day. They had doggy day on Saturday, April 9th, and the plaza's, you know, a lot of tents there, a lot of good things for dogs, little brews being served. It's a little nice, good little event. And then on Saturday, because NASCAR was here, you may know that, the Quick Trip 250 at Road America. And obviously the winner of that event was, I want to say, Tyler Reddick. Am I right about that? I feel like I got a Tyler Reddick. Tyler Reddick.
Who won?
Yeah.
I
Tyler Reddick.
Okay,
your boy knows
did
racing.
Did you watch?
Did I watch?
Or did you just?
Oh, I turned it on. Yeah, I want to see. I turned it on. Turn it on for a little bit. I always do a dollar NASCAR DraftKings.
Of course.
Mm-hmm. And then.
Did you win?
No.
Okay.
And then I wanted to see who won, and I think it was Tyler Reddick, and I was right. So good for me. So on Saturday, and I don't know if NASCAR put this on, this article says NASCAR is hosting a tailgate experience in the Deer District Plaza on Saturday. You were down in the Deer District on Saturday, but went, not for this?
Not for this.
Okay, no. You were at the...
I was at the Mecca. We went for lunch.
Okay.
Before the post-game show.
All right.
Had to go down there, get something to eat, and I kind of forgot.
Yeah.
My buddy goes, oh, will it be very crowded down there? Should we go somewhere else?
Okay.
And I said, eh. I drove past it. We went to watch the beginning of the Brewer game. I had to be here for the postgame show, so we went at like 2:30. I drove past it at 1:30 as they were setting up. I go, eh, I don't think it. They're on the plaza. They're not in that beer garden. They're not at the restaurant, so we should be fine.
Yeah.
Show up. We sit down outside. It was a very nice day out. Turn around to look at, you know, everything that's going on. And what, maybe four people?
Four people
like
attended?
Attended. Maybe like nine people total.
So the event started at 2, featuring games, giveaways, and more. And you were there at 2:30?
We were there at 2:30.
And there were four people?
Four people, and then nine people total. But that's including the people that are working this event.
Well, then when did you leave Mecca?
Fifth inning to come here, actually.
Were there more people there by then?
No, there were less. And a DJ showed up, though.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I mean, I don't...
Maybe there were two people playing bags there.
So it's a nice day.
It's a very nice day.
And the Deer District is supposed to draw people just down just because it's a nice day. And they had a NASCAR event, and it almost, like, repelled people from coming.
It was eerily quiet in the whole in the entire Deer District.
Well, they did announce this a couple weeks ago. But I don't know that matters.
No.
I don't think a NASCAR pep rally...
No.
Is going to draw Milwaukee fans. And Summerfest is going on. Like, if you're going to get out of the house on Saturday.
On a 4th of July weekend.
Yeah, if you're going to get out of the house. Yeah, there's an intention. It's not like anyone's going to go to this and then go to Road America. I did see, I think it
they're
was.
They're all up there. Wasn't there, like, a practice round, too? Like, don't they qualify for the pole or whatever that means? Like,
so who set this up? NASCAR or the Bucks?
I would assume NASCAR, right?
Yeah, NASCAR, probably. Well, this reminds me of the winter tailgate that the Brewers had. They had the Arctic tailgate, and that was during the strike, and so nobody knew when baseball would come, or the lockout, and nobody knew when baseball would come, so nobody showed up to buy tickets. Man, I've been there. I've been there when you have...
I used to work it when we had to tell people, don't show up early.
Oh, no, I mean I've been there trying to put on an event.
Okay, and... No one shows up.
And then nobody shows up.
Okay.
I've been there. Doing radio, mainly in Fond du Lac is when this happened. We have an event now. Oh, my God. I mean, I can't keep people away. But in Fondy, we would set up it, whether it was just like a phone store. Do a remote. Come on down. Get free activation.
Yeah. Yep.
And then the people would be like, how come there's not crowds of people here? I'm like, well, what do you think this is? We're not. But then we had a concert one year. We held a concert. We held a specific concert that was only advertised on our station, and it was not well attended. And it was like very embarrassing. So I've been there. There's nothing worse. If you put on an event and a lot of people come and you're not prepared, that's a problem. Like if you run out of something. But if you put on an event and nobody comes, that's the worst.
Well, Mr. Milwaukee 82 just tweeted, NASCAR was really stupid for putting this event on while all of the big NASCAR fans were at Road America.
Right, absolutely. So then I don't know
so
what
that poll was going on as this NASCAR event was.
So then I don't know what this was for.
Why wasn't this up north then? I mean, I get you wanting to.
Was it a last second chance to try to attract people that didn't know about the event to come to Road America the next day?
Maybe.
Yeah, I don't know either. Yeah, so, but you were there, technically.
I was there, technically. I was there.
You were there. I saw one of the news stations. I think it was 12.
Yeah, they were the only news station there.
They interviewed a guy, but they were, like, super tight on him, so there was no background. And then they showed someone playing bags, and it was the same guy they interviewed. So...
Yeah.
It was not, I'm not making fun.
No.
I'm sympathizing. I've done it. I've put on events that have been a big fat zero. And so I feel bad. But we did wonder on Friday, like, who's going to this thing.
Yeah.
Fourth of July weekend, you're getting out, you're going on a boat, you're going to the lake, you're going to the beach, you're going to Road America, you're going to Summerfest. So not a big success. Speaking of the Bucks, as they're right next door, they own that property. Some good news for Bucks fans. Somebody else is going to get in trouble for tampering, it looks like. The New York Knicks might be getting in trouble for tampering. I am very excited about this.
Are they this year's example?
They might be this year's example. The New York Knicks were courting Jalen Brunson for a long time. Jalen Brunson of the Mavs, who is a good player, but does not deserve, I don't think, to be courted like this. But hey, it only takes one, and the Knicks wanted him. From what I've gathered, this is from The Athletic, Fred Katz. From what I've gathered, the Mavericks are quite frustrated with the Knicks, and not just because reports of a finished deal came out before New York was even allowed to speak with Brunson, although I'm not sure how tampering rules account for father-son relationships. Dallas wasn't thrilled about Knicks executive William Worldwide West showing up courtside to a Mavs-Jazz playoff game either. People I talk to around the league expect the Knicks to get dinged for tampering. So I know the Heat and the Bulls both got penalized for some things that they did last year. And then the Bucks, obviously. The whole reason I care about this was because the Bucks have been in trouble for it, and so many teams tamper, and the Bucks are like the only ones that ever get in trouble for it. They lost a second-round pick. And then John Horst, this is the more ridiculous thing, John Horst, about a stone's throw from where that NASCAR event was held, once held a town hall, right, that was broadcast, and somebody asked him about keeping Giannis, and he said, we're going to do everything in our power to keep Giannis, who's on the team, who was under contract. John Horst got fined for tampering with his own guy. Now, I think the Bucks ultimately paid that fine, but still, it's a principle thing for me. I think there's no way to stop tampering, especially in this case. Jaylen Brown's dad is a coach on the Knicks. So how do you stop tampering? Giannis has brothers. Some of these other guys, brothers. Some of these other guys play together in the, you know, with the Dream Team and stuff in the NBA. You say no tampering, yet you put all the players at Disneyland for end of a season, and they're going to mingle with each other. You're basically saying teams can't talk to players and players can't talk to other players about joining. You can't stop it. So by just throwing out like slaps on the wrist with these penalties, it's just stupid. If there are tampering rules and Jalen Brunson still signed with the Knicks technically before the free agency period started, you're not going to stop it. So just end the charade, because teams are already going above and beyond and they don't care. And the penalty's not enough. And a sterner penalty would be even dumber. If the Knicks lose a second-round pick, you're trying to stop tampering. They're the example. If you take, like, a first-round pick away from them, that's kind of dumb, actually, for tampering. Now, what you don't want is, you don't want, like, teams trying to wine and dine Giannis, right, when he was trying to figure out where to go. That would frustrate you. But it's so unstoppable that I just think the penalties are dumb. But if they're going to do penalties and the Bucks are going to get in trouble for it, then I am glad to see somebody else. Looks like they're going to get in trouble. Nothing official from the league, but the expectation around the league is that there will be a penalty of some sort. The Bucks, meanwhile, making a move over the weekend. Serge Ibaka is back. I don't think that excited a lot of people.
No.
I'm not even sure that was something that people thought was possible. So I got this tweet here. It's a tweet last week from Jake Reitz, who you may have seen on Twitter. He does a really good job just like updating with Bucks stuff. And he said the Bucks last year, this is again a week ago, the Bucks carried 14 players for the majority of last year. And their roster as of last week was Drew Holiday, Grayson Allen, Chris Middleton, Giannis, and Brooke. George Hill, Wesley Matthews, Joe Ingles, Pat Connaughton, Bobby Portis, Javon Carter, Thanasis, and Marjan Beauchamp. 13 guys. So the options are, you can sign the restricted free agent Jordan Wara. You can guarantee Luka Vildoza or Rajon Tucker. Or you can sign another vet to a minimum to get you to 14. Well, the Bucks are at 14 now if they're signing Serge Ibaka. Now, there's still some of these other guys that they could extend a qualifying offer to, like Jordan Wara. Jordan Wara is in Greece practicing with, like, Connaughton and Giannis's
brothers.
You saw
that picture?
He's not a buck.
Apparently, the rest of the team is going to go there, too.
Really?
Yeah.
Again?
Yeah.
Nice. But Jordan Wara is technically right now not a buck.
He didn't put pen to paper?
And I don't even know that they have room for him. You got these other guys on two ways, AJ Green, Mamu. We'll see. Is Jordan Wara going to, the summer league rosters aren't out yet. There are some summer league games being played.
Okay, so those, I've seen spatterings of.
I think that's the Utah one. There's a Utah one and a Vegas one.
Because I saw was a video of Sacramento fans yelling and screaming that we're going to win 40 games this year.
Yeah, I don't know why they don't all play in Vegas, but some of them don't.
Okay.
I don't know why, but the Bucks play in Vegas, and their first game is Friday against the Nets. And we're going to preview that like crazy because the Brewers have an off day this week. So we got to figure out what to talk about.
Thank God I'm only here today.
Huh? What? Look, I feel like we can admit it now. We used to pretend, but we can admit it's harder to come up with content in the summer.
It is. Now actually living it through it.
We're all counting down the days to football.
Yes. Oh my gosh, 3 weeks, Bart.
Yeah, so three. Oh, USFL. I'll mention later.
Later, yes.
I got, and thank you, but Notebook Mike, oh my God, is it really you?
It is I, say he.
I missed you, buddy.
I missed you guys.
Well, where you been?
Sleeping.
Oh, okay, that's fair. Are you in good health? Are you good?
Yeah, I got all that cleared up.
Good, I was worried about you.
Jordan, dumbass? Ooh, I'm sorry. Jordan Wara?
Jordan Wara.
Who's his agent? If he pulls his knee out in Greece, the Bucks are like, well, we'll pay your air freight. That's about it.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what the deal is over there.
I don't know why he would hold out. He'd be lucky to be on this.
Well, no, it's not a holdout. It's just the Bucks extended a qualifying offer, but
he turned it down.
I don't know if they have room for him.
Oh, no, they were going to sign him. I read it in the journal.
Oh, okay.
And answer me this. You're telling me Giannis is only going to make $1.4 million this year?
I don't know. What are you talking about?
Well, I was reading in the journal, you know, about all the players and what they make. And, you know, they had Giannis in there. He's going to make $1.4 million this year.
Now, you may have been reading Thanasis Adetokounmpo.
Oh, that's why I called you.
Yeah. I think you were looking at his brother.
Oh, yeah, that could be.
Yeah.
It's been a long weekend. But, stock car racing in Wisconsin is dead. If you were going to take your kid to a race, you get some earplugs. You go to the cars with the wings on the top. That's about it. Or drag races.
You know what I used to go to when I was on the cross? I'd go West Dallas. No, not West Dallas. West Salem. West Salem had a speedway, and they had races on Saturday nights. And one of the TV stations, kind of like Slinger. One of the stations I worked at, we broadcast the races. Oh, you should have been there the week that I had the tape and I missed the finish. That was great. But it was packed. The place was packed.
Oh, yeah. Short track is king. I mean, I met Uncle Wiki at State Fair.
Yeah.
And it was booming. And then the big-timer NASCAR guy said, we're not going to State Fair. We don't have room for our 55-foot motorhomes.
Mm.
So we're not going. And that killed that track. But, yeah, that wing car, they call them Sprint. I think that's this weekend. But, oh, man, the fuel they burn. And they come around that first lap. It's just something to behold. Put it on your bucket list.
To go to what, a NASCAR race?
No, the sprint cars.
Oh, I've seen sprint cars.
With the wing on the top?
I don't know. I used to see all these at the. I've pretty much seen every kind of race there is.
Well,
they even had these little. What do they call them? Like funny cars. They have these little tiny cars and a little tiny track.
Yeah, with a wing on the roof.
Yeah, those are funny.
They're great. But
good to talk racing today.
I'm actually the universe's greatest putter, but how did this guy call you back?
He had his number on YouTube, so I called him this morning.
Oh, he didn't call you back?
No, John in Miami, I called him.
I think someone's playing a joke on you.
No, he's got YouTube videos.
Well, I think he's talking about the first caller of the day.
Real quick.
Oh, jeez. There's just a lot to keep track of. This is what I forgot about. What?
You know, you can be the longest driver in them long drive contests. It don't mean you can chip and putt. But when you can hit it 300 in the fairway and you're 5 feet from the hole, you're the greatest putter in the world. You know what I mean?
I get you.
Tiger and Jack, if you had each of them putt for your life, you go with one or the other. They're the best. And they'd laugh at this guy. Too much self-promotion. Let's talk about sports. Ask him, what is he cheering for, the Marlins? I don't know.
Mike, right, good to talk to you, buddy.
I talked too long.
I didn't say it. You did.
Okay.
See ya.
All right.
Notebook Mike. Good to hear from Mike. I forget, Mike listens and he references things, and you got to kind of keep up. So if you're like just jumping on and you hear Notebook Mike, you have no idea what's going on. Notebook Mike's calls work best if you, like, there's continuity to his calls. You know, some TV shows, there's really good continuity, and you're like, well, what's happening here? You can't just jump in and watch an episode.
Yeah, it's like you need to listen to the episode before to...
Yeah, it's more like...
Figure out what's going on with him.
Yeah, it's more like Arrested Development than Two and a Half Men.
I can't wait till tomorrow's episode.
Oh, I finished Stranger Things. Very good. Very good. And then do you ever hear of... that's not how you say it, but have you ever heard of Only Murders in the Building?
No.
Very good show on Hulu.
Okay.
Steve Martin, Martin Short, Selena Gomez.
Is it a series or just like a movie? Or
it's a series. There's okay. 10 episodes last year, and now they're on...
What's it called?
Only Murders in the Building.
This sounds like it's something up my alley here. So
they end up doing a podcast about murder that happens in the building.
How many episodes have you watched? Have you watched the full season?
The first season's 10. We finished, and then this season is 3 so far. We've watched 2,
and it's good.
Very good.
Okay.
And Martin Short's someone who's like Martin Short's kind of like too in my face in his career, but in this, it's perfect. I like the last few episodes, I only found myself laughing at Martin Short. He was so funny. So very good. Very good show. That's my TV corner for the day. Steve's in Germantown. Steve.
What's going on, Bert?
What's up?
You know, I was looking, I do have Hulu myself, and I saw that show. Now I'm going to check it out, because if you say it's good, I'm taking your word for it.
Oh, it is good. It's very funny. Yeah.
And Martin Short, that's a very interesting pairing. I haven't heard his name in quite a few years.
Martin Short and Steve Martin are like best friends, and then like in real life, and then they throw Selena Gomez into the mix, and she's really good in it too.
Looking forward to seeing what it's about. It's pretty cool.
Yeah.
But I was just listening before, and Tim dropped the line that we're 3 weeks away from training camp. That's excellent news right there to me.
Oh God, I'm just so ready.
I'm so looking forward to it, because now that I was thinking about it, I was listening to Mike, Notebook Mike before. For some reason, I thought of Lucas Patrick when he signed with the Bears. And he made a comment to the media about the Bears being some type of, you know, a better franchise per se than the Packers. You know what I mean? I can't really recall the exact wording, but he kind of did a sting to the Packers with that comment when he signed with them. So I'm looking forward to kicking the Bears' ass.
Lucas Patrick said that?
Oh, Patrick, look at the comment. He made some type of quote.
A lot of these guys say, like, the dumbest things, like, what was Tyreek saying? That Tua is more accurate than Mahomes or something?
Right.
Exactly. You don't believe that.
It's like, if you truly believe that Tua is going to be more accurate and a better quarterback for you than Mahomes was, Tyreek, I mean, that's just what that, I don't know, man. That's money's talking right there.
It'd be like if, like, you know,
he wants to earn his bonus.
Whenever you go to a new place, you always say great things. Like, I destroy Bally Sports for their awful app. It's terrible. But if I ever started doing some part-time work with Bally Sports, I'd come on here and say, man, you know what app is great? It's Bally Sports. You'd see right through it.
Well, absolutely. You can't. What's the guy supposed to say? You know, this guy can't build. And
now the Odyssey app is like the Odyssey app. Like technology has peaked with the Odyssey app. It's so consistent and good.
Oh, the Odyssey app is beautiful.
Yeah, I agree.
You can't get enough of the Odyssey app. That thing is money.
Mm-hmm.
But
always works.
100%. 100%. And you have great shows like the Bartlett Morning Show that is podcasted, right?
Yep, podcasted. And you can use the rewind feature. Oh, very good.
Very good. Bart, it's like you said, we're getting into the meat of summer now. You know, once training camp starts, only, you know, we're now down to the 3 weeks, three preseason games, which is great because I hate the fourth. It's a waste of time. I mean, we're 8 weeks away from opening from the first game, aren't we?
We are very close, yes.
And guess what? And I know we have, I think we play the Vikings that first week. But Darius Smith, he's going to be very angry at the Packers. He's going to be coming very hot that game. You know that. He wants to sack Rodgers.
Yeah, he's so mad at us since we let him sit out for a year for no reason.
Right. He still got paid, you know.
Yeah. He's so mad at us.
Bart, can't wait for the good things to come this football season. Brewers looking pretty decent right now. And for summer league talk, hey, we'll see what Hugo Besson, is it Besson?
Hugo Besson, yeah. I don't know if he's on their summer league team.
Okay.
Because they're shipping him out to Europe, I think, for a stash.
That makes sense.
But maybe they let him play summer. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm sure. Obviously,
they don't. I haven't seen a roster yet.
Yeah. I'm sure Beauchamp will be the future guy. So, yeah, looking forward to what can happen with that, too. So,
all right, buddy.
In the summer, you take care, bud. We'll talk to you real soon.
See you, Steve. There was some football this weekend, the USFL championship game. I watched the very end of it. I did. I watched the very end. And so did about 1.3 million people. Is that good? I don't know. But they're going to come back for a year, too.
For that, probably.
Birmingham won.
Okay. So the team that hosted the entire season?
Yep.
Right?
And then the final was in Canton, and there was pretty good attendance. And Birmingham won. 414-799-1250. You can tweet us, 1250 AM, The Fan. Fourth Base Restaurant Sports Bar. Check it out. Great spot to check out some of the games coming up this week. They are just a pop fly from the stadium. Tim and I went there last week. We both had the same meal. We both had the shaved steak sandwich with the French fries, which were very good. We imbibed. I had a Sprecher Amber. And then you just you had a Miller Lite.
Yeah, I'm boring.
I like amber beer. Big amber guy. Amber is the
it's too dark for me.
Color of my energy.
Yeah, I don't get into that.
No, it's very good.
Nope.
Very good. Like
too
a good
heavy.
Amber. Oh, okay. All right. They had it on tap. So that was good. A lot of great local beers on tap at Fourth Base. Good Horseshoe Bar, good environment. The food is delicious too. It is a sports bar type atmosphere. You know, there's TVs. We went there to watch the game. But then the food you get there's a deli case with food ready for you to basically tell CJ what you want him to create, and he'll create it. From the steaks to the seafood, you know, like shrimp and scallops, all this kind of stuff. Burgers, if you just want a burger. Again, the fries, so it's really, really good.
A mound of fries.
We got a mound, yeah. Tim and I both ordered a sandwich and a fries. We got a tower of fries that we ate together, and I tried to have our hands touch. I tried to time it, but it didn't work. Thought we could do a little Lady and the Tramp situation at fourth base, but it was not to be. 414-799-1250, back in 1250 AM, The Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Bart Winkler, that is Tim Shea. Toby Mania back tomorrow. Toby look, with a vacation.
Look at the smile on your face when you said that.
Well, I've only seen Toby. I've only physically seen Toby.
In the last month? How long? How many times have you seen him?
When did the NBA Finals end?
Oh, boy.
20th?
Something like that.
I've seen him once.
2 weeks ago?
I've seen him one day. I've seen him one time. Toby. I don't even know what he looks like. He's going to walk in here.
You'll have lots to talk about.
Well, yeah, a lot going on. Ever since I talked to him last, Washington's like re-signed everybody.
You might have to call John from Miami back because I think him and John will get along.
Oh, yeah. We had a guy that called me on Friday. Filled in for Zach Gelb, if you didn't hear. That's all I'm talking about. And he called me and started telling me that he's the world's best putter. So we called him back this morning and we talked. And that's just how we do. It's just a wacky, zany.
You had a good conversation with him, I'd say.
Well, I think that he thought I was a kind of a Yahoo. I think he thought I was a Yahoo on Friday, and then I think I won him over a little bit. That's what you do. You gotta be interested in the other person. You know? How many conversations have you had in your life where it's, man, I this. Yeah, I this. Yeah, me this. You gotta listen.
Yeah. You're right.
Thank you.
I'm going to listen more.
Yeah, listen more. Dave is in Cudahy. Dave, you have my full attention.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning, Dave.
Normally when I have your full attention, that means you're like on Twitter looking at other things. And that's when we start going down like the rabbit hole of Kendrick Perkins.
My Twitter screen is not up. Right now what screen is up is my email screen. So I will not be distracted.
Well, I appreciate it. I hope everyone had a happy 4th of July and over the weekend and everything. Just had a good time. Did you have a good time, Bart?
There were mixed emotions, yeah.
That can be said the same for me as well. Wrestling got wild over the weekend.
Oh, I had a good time. Yeah, I had a good time Saturday night.
There you go. I did as well. We had a hotel up in La Crosse. So me and my daughter were jamming out. We watched some TV right before we went down to the pool. It was a good time.
Oh, yeah, you wrestled at Riverfest.
I did. It was great. You can watch me on the news over there. You can see me winning in a pair of Croc sandals. It was awesome.
What news station got you?
I think it was the Fox one, the Fox affiliate. Fox.
Oh, State, nobody Fox watches. No. Fox 2548. Nobody watches them. Sorry.
Hey, man, I'm just saying. I didn't say which one. Not to mention, like I said, I was wearing Croc slippers. What do you expect?
Did they interview you?
No, absolutely not. They weren't going to interview anyone. They stayed as far away as possible. It's the shot that they have is easily like 30 feet away. So they made sure to keep their distance.
So they just did like a story on Riverfest, and they must have been like, oh, and here's people wrestling.
It was to talk about the wrestling itself, but like I said, it was about as hands off as humanly possible. So it was a great time.
Oh, I'm trying to look up this story. Okay,
I can send it your way too. I
mean, what else you do in La Crosse? Did you go to Fazy's?
Dude, you know where we went? That North Country Steak Buffet is like the greatest restaurant in the world.
Oh,
you ever been over there?
Where's that? Is that off King?
No, it's right off the main street, right as you get off the highway.
Oh, yeah, I've never been there.
Oh my God, Bart, you're missing out. You're missing out. It's like cooked to order steaks and all you can eat for like $12.
Oh yeah, I've definitely never been there.
Oh my God, Bart, you are missing out on. I'll have to send you pictures of the spread. It was great. Fantastic. You're missing out on a whole nother level of awesomeness.
Okay.
But all in all, it was good weekend that I grilled out all yesterday myself. I did end up watching a little bit of that Brewer game, though. And I feel like I might have to eat my words a little bit because this Brewers team is looking hotter and hotter every time I watch them.
And yeah, I think you brought up the words Dunn Club last week.
Oh, I never said Dunn Club. I never said Dunn Club.
Okay.
What I said was that they're just going to let us down in the postseason, which is still on the table here. but they are showing signs of life and more life than I would have expected them to. Now, granted, it is the Cubs, and I mean the Cubs are bad, but they don't have that same ineptitude that they had for the past month, you know, specifically in June. They're showing some better signs and some vitality that I did not expect them to really rekindle from the beginning of the season.
I got some bad news. Your Riverfest story is not good enough to make the Fox website.
Of course it's not. What makes you think they would?
I'm sorry.
Like I said, I have the link. Of course, the small promotion that it is made sure to post it all over their page on Facebook. So I'll definitely.
Oh, okay. Maybe I'm just looking at the wrong spot then.
I might be wrong. It might not even be Fox. Like you said, no one pays attention to them.
No, there's an ABC, there's a CBS. NBC's out of Eau Claire, so they don't care. And then Fox tries to do both, but they're bad.
They're that bad?
The Fox Lacrosse affiliate is an afterthought, right?
Ah.
They're no Fox 6, I'll tell you that much.
That's true. Yeah. That's so very true.
Hey, yeah, this is MKE. together. Oh, my God, Tom walks by his cotton candy just like me. Hey. Yeah, this is us. Hey, it's Ted Perry at the bar. This is it's Mary Stoker Smith. She's with her kids. This is MKE.
La, 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 la.
Together.
Well, I just wanted to say, wish everyone a happy holidays. I know it's belated, but I'm not used to calling this late. I have off all week. This is a first for me. So I'll be able to listen to your show more or less from start to finish.
Wow, what a dream. I wish I was so lucky.
In Bart Winkler.
Yes, Tim.
If you're off, you should go meet up with Tony from Texas and Mike the Painter at the Brewer game tomorrow.
Yeah.
Tomorrow's Wednesday, and I have my daughter on Wednesday. So we're going to go to Dave and Buster's and just spend as much money as humanly possible. Ooh. On games.
I might have to meet you there.
Hey, come on down.
I'm a big Dave and Buster's fan.
You know what? It does its job, right? It's definitely better than Chuck E. Cheese. There's no, like, urine-soaked ball pits anywhere.
Can I get real about Dave and Buster's? I love that place. Yeah.
Thank you.
I love Dave and Buster's.
Thank you. I thought you were about
to bash.
No.
We were about to head down a dark path.
No.
Yeah, I did
nope.
too.
I love Dave and Buster's.
You can't open up with, like, can I be honest, after we're talking about, like, how hyped we are about this
place.
I got two
power cards in my wallet for the next time I go.
I do as well.
Yeah.
But I also have, like, six other ones because I use them for, we go there all the time with my program.
Oh, so it's a great place to go.
Guys. Yeah, it's fantastic. Bart, you drop on down tomorrow, too.
D&B's?
Yeah.
That's tempting.
Another Brewer game in the rear view.
Gotta get the D&Bs. All right, see you, Davey.
All right, have a good one.
Dave, cut a hey. 414-799-1250. You can tweet us. 1250 AM, The Fan. We'll talk more about that Brewer game. Oh, we haven't even heard from Craig Council yet. Oh, we got so much more to get to. We're back in 2 minutes on The Fan. 1250 AM, The Fan. I'm Bart Winkler. That is Tim Shea. And we are here inside the Lakeland University studios. Home of the Muskies. Great day to be a Muskie. If your son or daughter is looking to play at the next level, check out LakelandMuskies.com for more info. I have Twitter open during the show, and I saw Favre was trending. And how is that? I see Favre's trending, and immediately I think, oh, no, what did he do now? Who does he owe money to
just
this week?
Just the disgust in your voice when you said, oh, boy, Favre's trending.
What part of his body are we going to see? There's a couple things. There is a Peter Bukowski tweet. When people say we've never seen anyone like Pat Mahomes, just show them these, and it's a bunch of old Favre highlights. Yeah, man, watching Favre as a kid was the best. He was so good.
I like watching Aaron Rodgers better
than
Brett Favre.
I don't know. Well, I was a kid, so I don't know. I was a kid. You know, everything's always like, that's why I love 90s sports so much. A kid. I mean, some of these underhand throws.
The one in the snow against Seattle was pretty good. When they were down 14-0.
Yeah, I was at that
game. And that was older. That was, you know, that we weren't kids.
No, I was at that game. And when I say I was at that game, I actually was. Because that's one of those games that everyone's like, yeah, I was at that game.
Was that hard to watch? Like, when it started snowing? Like, you could you still see everything?
No, it was beautiful.
Okay.
That was probably that was the most beautiful I've ever seen Lambeau.
I've never been to
I'm kind of getting goosebumps talking about this.
I've never been to a game where it's full on, you know, because that was kind of not blizzard-ish, but it was coming down pretty hard.
Well, so they're down 14-0 to the Seahawks, and then they win 42-14.
Yeah.
And it starts to snow, and I'm getting goosebumps. This is weird. It's good that I still care. And they win. And every part of being in that stadium was so majestic, so magical. And my parents were there, and I went and saw them between quarters. And I said, this is great. And they said, oh, we know. And I was there with my buddy. And then you get in the car, and it's like the worst drive ever. It's like
sliding everywhere.
It's like, and you know, if we only had, oh, I don't know, a train.
Were you driving back to La Crosse? Fond du Lac?
Milwaukee? That was back to Fond du Lac. I was not driving.
Okay.
So I was in the backseat of the car.
Okay.
So it didn't matter for me, I guess. Yeah. What am I complaining about? Oh, no, darn. That was great. So Favre's trending because he said something about Derek Carr.
Yeah, pretty much.
I'd be shocked if Davante Adams had the same year. I think Derek Carr is a very good quarterback, but he's not in Aaron's league yet, maybe never be, and that's no disrespect. Why is that a big deal? Because Favre said it?
Yes.
This is whatever.
Anytime he opens his mouth.
You know who else said this? Everyone.
We all know it.
You know who else said?
There's a proven track history.
You know who else said, I don't think Derek Carr is as good as Aaron Rodgers?
Who?
Everybody.
Yes.
Except for Devontae, but he's doing that thing that Tyreek was doing. Oh, then Tyreek Hill's like, I got death threats when I said that Tua might be more accurate than Mahomes. Can I just explain to you what death threats are? If somebody tweets you and says, Tyreek, that's a bad take. You should die. That's not a death threat. If somebody's like, Tyreek, I'm going to come to your house and you will die. That's a death threat. Okay? A lot of these times guys are always like, oh, my family's being threatened. Are they? Or are you just... I mean, I don't think I've ever gotten a death threat. And a lot of people tell me to die every day. So... there you have it. The top 10 NFL jerseys of the offseason. You want to play a fun list game? I got a fun list for you.
I didn't look at it. Do you want?
No.
Do you want me to?
No, okay. No. If you want to guess.
I honestly did not look at it.
Yeah, I sent Tim a link and he didn't look at it, which is fine. I'll give you a guess. Should I get crazy with some Muzak?
Sure, why not?
You want a little Muzak? I don't want to play it. It's too confusing with this one screen. All right, so number 10. This is just for the first half of 2022. Who would you say is the top-selling jersey? Who do you think is going to be on this list?
Patrick Mahomes.
You think Mahomes will be up there?
Yeah.
Okay, anybody else you want to throw out there?
Aaron Rodgers?
Aaron Rodgers you want to throw out there?
Tom Brady?
Tom Brady. Jerseys?
I'm giving you the
yeah, every obvious. Everyone you said is on the list, except for Rodgers. Rodgers not on the list.
Okay.
So here's the top 10. Top 10. Number 10 is Joe Burrow. Joe Burrow was just in the Super Bowl. He lost, but he won a lot of people over with his play. He's number 10. Patrick Mahomes is number 9. I think Chiefs fans re-upping because they're not going to buy a Tyreek jersey, and they look at who else they can buy, and they're not going to buy an MVS jersey. Oh, by the way, I am steering so clear of MVS and fantasy. Juju Smith-Schuster is the receiver to target there. I'm not taking MVS.
No.
MVS doesn't have more than... I'd have to get the exact number. I don't think he has more than 35 catches in a season. He has not been the Packers' top three leading receiver ever. I don't think he has that big of a year. Yeah, he's their deep threat, but I think he slots more into a Mecole Hardman type role.
What did you say?
35?
38 in 2018.
Oh, okay, then that was his best. Like, MVS is a nice guy and stuff, friend of the show, of course, but I'm not drafting him. Justin Herbert's number 8 of the Chargers. Cooper Kupp, Super Bowl MVP, is number 7. Mac Jones, Pats fans need a new jersey after their Tom Brady jersey is no longer relevant. So Mac Jones is number 6. So 10 is Burrow, 9 Mahomes, 8 Herbert, 7 Kupp, 6 Jones. Number 5 is Tampa Tom. Tom Brady, there he is at number 5. Number 4, talk about a fan base needing a new jersey. Kenny Pickett. Kenny Pickett, Steelers quarterback, the only rookie on this list. Because he is the new guy, and there's a lot of people that are trying to get that 7 off their chest. So now when you have a quarterback that's been there for so long, the next quarterback's going to sell pretty good. Davante Adams is the 3rd best-selling jersey so far in 2022. Davante Adams silver and black jersey is the 3rd best-selling jersey of 2022. Vegas fans are going crazy. Raider Nation is all about it. Josh Allen is number 2. Josh Allen. So again, Joe Burrow, Pat Mahomes, Justin Herbert, Cooper Kupp, Mac Jones, Tom Brady, Kenny Pickett, Davante Adams, Josh Allen. And then number 1 is Russell Wilson with the Denver Broncos. So a lot of times these jerseys are going to be the new guys, you know, real established guys. For some reason, they never go like out of style. Like you would think that everybody that wants a Josh Allen jersey at this point has one, but that is not the case. So
I've got a problem with number 6.
He's number 2. Who is number 6? Mac Jones. Well, yeah, Patriots fans need a new jersey.
Mm.
Just like Kenny Pickett's number
over,
4.
Over Rodgers?
Rodgers not in the top 10. I think with Rodgers, who's still buying a Rodgers jersey that doesn't have one?
Yeah, I guess.
I mean, some people are on to their 2nd.
Aaron Jones? People aren't buying that?
No. No, the guy to buy
Christian
right now.
Watson?
No,
I'd love
top
to,
10
I,
in the
I'd
NFL.
Love, no, Christian no, no. I'd love to know like the top Packers selling jersey. Obviously, it's probably Rodgers, but I'd like to know their top 5.
Mm. Yeah, I would too.
You know?
Yeah, it seems like a job for you to do.
What do you think I'm doing?
Russell Wilson, number 1.
Let's ride.
One more time, Broncos.
Yeah, one
country,
more time.
Let's ride.
Broncos country, let's ride.
Let's ride.
Broncos country, let's ride.
Yeah.
Broncos country, let's ride.
Oh, it's going to be a great moment when that plays at Mile High for the first time on the Jumbotron. People are going to go crazy. So that's the news from the NFL. Oh, hey, Dave. Sent me the news story. It's from News 8.
Yeah, News 8. He just called and told me that.
That's my station. That's where I worked. Dave. Come on, my guy. River City Championship Wrestling entertains crowds in lacrosse. Look at that.
All get right. This.
What, Tim?
The top 5 selling jerseys in the UK.
Oh, you
June 4th.
June 4th. All right, hit me.
Do you want me to start at 10 or go? I'll go 10.
Okay.
Lamar Jackson.
And this is in the UK.
This is in the UK.
Lamar Jackson's 10.
Kayvon Thibodeau
is 9. Wow.
Cooper Kupp is 8.
Okay.
Davante Adams is 7.
Mm-hmm.
Patrick Mahomes is 6. Mm-hmm. Joe Burrow, 5. Josh Allen, 4. Russell Wilson, 3. Aaron Rodgers, number 2.
Oh.
Do you know who number 1 is?
Number 1 in Tom Brady.
Tom Brady.
Tom Brady? Yeah, Tim, no Jonathan Taylor?
Nope.
Tim tweets in, no Jonathan Taylor. Rodgers makes sense since they're playing there. They're playing there, so that, I guess, makes sense. All right, so that's a little jersey corner. I had Bart's TV review corner earlier today. I had top 10 jersey corner for you today. What should I do next? Brewers. Let's talk about that game.
Turning up the heat.
Should we? We really haven't even... like, broken the game down yet. That's, like, the first thing we do. Oh, okay. Little Brewers. Little Brewers love. All right. I'm Bart Winkler. That's Tim Shea. We're going to talk Brewers.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile. Get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.